because he's already been sentenced.
And I thank God, and I just want to say that it's an honor to stand before you, as it is always an honor to stand before, stand in the company of others that are seeking to live their life according to the will of God. Not for any glory for myself, because I'm nothing and I mean nothing. It's nothing in me. But if it's anything ultimately good in any of us, it's Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And with that said, some of you are not familiar with the way the Lord has me teach, but I ask that you have your Bibles and maybe even a pen, because we're going to bounce a lot of places. I think the greatest teacher of all is the Word of God. Christ said before he ascended unto the Father, he said, I shall send the Comforter unto you. He shall teach you all things and bring to remembrance the things that I say. That Comforter is the Holy Spirit, which resides inside of each and every last one of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen.
There's no greater teacher than the Spirit of God. Only the Spirit can teach the Spirit. So today, as I remove myself and let the Spirit do the teaching, I'm just going to point and we're going to guide to let the Word do the teaching. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to let me pray with you right quick for myself. Gracious Heavenly Father, I ask that you remove me, Father, right now, Father. I ask that your Spirit come in this place for it, and that your will be done, that we may leave this place a little bit better, Father. A little bit better to let our light so shine in a world full of darkness, to represent you, Father, in all that we do, that someone may glorify your name and someone else may be pulled out of the darkness which is in this world into your glorious light, Father. I ask this in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I would ask that you turn with me to a third John in the back of the Bible. This is going to be our base text. But I want you to, if you can, we'll just write these down. So if you need to go back and reference this teaching, you'll know what order to go about reading these scriptures to get the same message from God. Amen? So when you have John, the third epistle of John, say amen.
Amen.
And it reads, I'm starting at verse 1, it reads, the elder unto, this is John, Jesus' most beloved disciple, comforting and encouraging others like us that are in the gospel, amen? The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thou so prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on thy journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers of the truth. I just read to you John, the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 8. Now we're going to go back and take a look at what's being said here. John is commending the brethren for walking in truth, and that's the name of today's sermon, walking in truth. All of us have found the truth when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But now we need to practice walking in that truth. Amen?
Amen?
That we may not fall short and end up being hypocrites. And there's no glory in being a hypocrite. Amen? Come judgment day, Christ said, it's going to be many to come before me that said that I have prophesied in your name. That's a religious person. The person is saying that they are doing the will of God. I have removed devils in your name. I have done all manner of wonderful works in your name, Lord. These people are going to say to him, I pray that it's none of us. And he's going to say, get from in front of me, ye that work iniquity. I never even knew you. These are people that have come and been deceived, that they have come to the point where they are not walking in truth, but they are solely convinced by the devil that they are walking in truth. So we are to examine ourselves daily that we don't fall short. Amen?
Amen.
So how do we do this? He says that we are to walk in truth. And I'm just going to go back and piggyback a little bit. Notice what he says. He says, beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. He says, I love you, man, because you're in the truth. He says, I pray that you continue to prosper in all that you do in health and as well as your soul. He says that I rejoice greatly, brethren, that the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. He says other people will see the light in you and testify of your good works even when you're not around. Amen? Can many of us in this room say that if someone watched and examined our lives, our daily lives, that someone would go somewhere else and say that person is truly a servant of Jesus Christ? Because if for some reason your actions and the way you live your life is separate from the way you live your life when you come and attend in this building and when you come in the company of others that believe in Jesus Christ, you act differently in the world, then I hate to tell you, but we're dropping the ball somewhere. Amen? So we constantly examine ourselves daily that we're walking in truth. So how can we walk in truth? First, we must learn what truth is. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, chapter 86. Chapter 86. The 11th verse. And look what the psalmist says here. He says, teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to thy name. First, we got to ask that the Lord teach us to walk in truth. Amen?
Amen.
We have to ask that the Lord teach us to walk in his truth. Because we can't do anything on our own. I don't know about you. Anybody here that's full of pride and think that they got this thing figured out on their own, again, I hate to tell you, but you guys have got it all wrong. If it wasn't for Christ Jesus and him crucified on the cross, I would be able to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We can do nothing of ourselves. And we have no power. The Bible said there was none worthy. He looked from heaven, he says, they have all sinned and fallen short. And if it wasn't for the blood of Christ, would none of us be worthy even to today. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to learn to walk in truth. But then we got to find out what truth is. We just learned we got to ask God to teach us the truth. But what is truth? Turn with me to the book of St. John, chapter 17. St. John, chapter 17. If I'm moving too fast, just let me know. I'm going to slow down. St. John, chapter 17. Again, the reason why the Lord put on my mind to bounce everywhere is because there's no greater teacher than exactly the Word of God. What does it say? Forget what I say. Forget my opinion or my viewpoint on the Bible. It means nothing. The Bible says don't entertain vain philosophies and deceit. Your opinion and my opinion don't matter. It's what God says. Amen? We all got an opinion. Opinions don't matter. An opinion ain't going to get you no eternal life. Am I right? It's going to be no eternal life in my opinion or your opinion. But there's eternal life in these words. And it's eternal life in the Word of God. And it's eternal life in what Christ says. So let's see what he says. He says here, the 17th chapter of John, we're going to read verses 16 through 19. You with me? He says, they are not of the world. He's talking about his disciples and others like us who have made the decision to live our lives according to Jesus Christ. He says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He says, he's praying to God. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So what's the truth?
Word.
The word is truth. God's word is truth. Amen?
Amen.
If we're going to walk in truth, then we need to know what truth is. Many of us were raised and we were given the opinions and the thoughts of our parents and our grandparents and our aunts and such and so forth. And to many of us, that's true. Am I right? Well, my granddaddy said that, you know, a real man drink a beer. You know what I mean? That's your granddaddy. And that's your granddaddy's opinion. But it ain't the truth. The truth only lies in here. It may be your truth, but we need the true truth. We need the real truth in order to get any type of benefit. Amen?
Yeah.
You know, many of us were raised different ways. We were taught different things. And many of us stand on those morals and principles of things that we were taught. Amen?
Amen.
But, I got to tell you, that's great. But the only truth that matters is the Word of God. It's the only one that's going to give you eternal life. Now, if you want to rest on the other ones, you know, you're entitled to that. But it's no salvation in it. The salvation is in the Word of God. So Jesus tells us here, he says to the Father, he says in verse 19, he says, verse 17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for thy sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. See, Jesus sanctified himself so that we may be sanctified through his truth. Amen? Not my words, what he said. Amen? So if we're sanctified through his truth, and his truth is the word, then we need to learn the word. Amen? We need to learn the word so that we can learn to walk in truth, and without the word, we have no truth. Amen?
Amen.
So, listen to what it says in Psalms 26 and 3, verses 2 to 3. You don't have to turn here because we're going to go somewhere else. But listen to what it says. Psalms chapter 26, verse 2 and 3. It says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy love and kindness is before mine eyes, and I will walk in thy truth. I ask you today to make this plea to God and this commitment to God. The psalmist is here. He opens his heart. He says, Lord, examine me. He says, if I don't have it right, get me right. Amen?
Amen.
If we don't have it right, we got to open ourselves up. We got to ask the Lord to get us on the right track. Because other than that, it's just eternal damnation and destruction for us. So we have to drop pride, eliminate ourselves, humble ourselves. Don't leave out of here and let the enemy tell you, forget what Minister Ford was pointing out to us in his word. I got it right already. Don't be a fool. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be a fool. Let's stick with what the word says. It ain't about what I say, because I ain't gave you my opinion yet. And I won't give you my opinion, because it ain't worth nothing. But we're going to see what God says. Okay? And it says in his word here that his truth, you know, he says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. He says, if I ain't got it right, search me out and get me right. Try my reins in my heart. And thou loving kindness, for thy loving kindness is before my eyes. And I have walked in thy truth. We want to walk in his truth. Today we're talking about walking in the truth of the Lord. Amen? So what happens when we walk in his truth? I don't need you to turn here either. We're going to stay right here in John after I get through quoting this verse. It says, John chapter 8, verse 32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How many people want to be free? I want to be free. So we got to find out, free from what? What we need to be free from. Okay? The truth is going to make us free, but make us free from what? Let's look and see. John, chapter, right where you are, just turn to chapter 8. Chapter 8, we're going to read verses 44 through 47. This is Jesus talking again. Well, you got to say amen. All right. Jesus is talking here. He says, he's talking to some people that ain't walking in truth. Okay? And he says, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abodeth not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convince me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. You see that? So free from what? We want to be free from the father of lies. We've been told a bunch of lies from the time we popped out of our mother's womb. I don't know if you know it, and we're going to take a look at that in a minute. We're born into the world, a world where Satan is the god of this world. The Bible says it. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to look at that in a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It says that if our gospel be hid, it's hid from those who the god of this world has blinded their eyes. Amen? So the word is truth. And from the time we were born until you found Jesus Christ, you were taught by the devil every day of your life. So what do we need to do to tear down the lies of the devil? We need the truth. We need to find out what God says on things compared to what we've been taught. Now, I'm going to give you a quick example. You all are familiar with Jesus says in the book of Matthew. I'm probably jumping ahead of myself, but I do this sometimes example-wise. Jesus said to us, don't worry about tomorrow, right? He said, don't think about tomorrow. We're going to take a look at that in a minute so you can see it with your own eyes. He said, for tomorrow will take thought for itself. What were we taught from the time we were born? By our parents and by the world. The world teaches us to worry about tomorrow, does it not? Tells you to get up every day and plan for what's tomorrow, right? Now, who's telling the truth? Jesus or the world? Somebody got to be a liar. Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. And the world tells us to take all the thought for tomorrow. Who do you think lying to you? But this is a clear example of how we've already been programmed. That's the only reason I mention it. We have been programmed. If you tell yourself that you haven't, then you're lying to yourself. We've been programmed from the day we popped out to do the opposite of what God says. We've been programmed that way. So how do we eliminate these myths? How do we get these lies off of us? The father of lies is the facilitator of it all. He facilitated this thing from the beginning. He wants to kill all of us. So when we come into Christ, we start finding our way, because the truth will make you free. We find our way to walk in truth. Amen? We're starting to find our way to walk in truth. So where we are right now, we just saw free from what? From the father of lies. We've been lied to. We've been hoodwinked. Amen? We've been tricked. I don't know about you, I don't take lightly being tricked. I don't like being played with. So let's get a little angry and fight back. Amen? All right. He's the chief of lies. And I'm not going to stop there. I want us to take another look that he's a chief of lies. Turn to Revelation chapter 12. Look what it says about this guy. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. When you have it, say amen. All right. We're going to read verses 7 through 9. Look what it says here. It says, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. I'm sorry, I must have read something wrong. Let me try that again. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, okay? His angels fought with him, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Where was he cast out to? Where do you live? Huh? The earth. You live here on the earth, right? And look what it says. It says, this is the part I don't want you to sleep on. It says, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Did it say he